resurrection of how we are to conduct ourselves when we again fall into sin. And one of the precious passages of the Word of God that addresses that very reality is found in our text for this morning. So I want to read to you again the first and second verses of 1 John 2. 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2. And then we read God's Word in our text. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. would be sufficient to save a thousand worlds. And so the point John wants to make is that the extent of this sacrifice, the extent of this propitiation, infinitely exceeds my sin. It infinitely exceeds the sins of the world. And that's why no one should ever despair of the mercy of God. For even though John is specifically instructing believers here, he is specifically dealing with the reality of sin in the life of sanctification, obviously, couched in these words, is a rich gospel invitation to whomever hears the gospel also today. Because the gospel message that I may bring to you also on the basis of this passage is simply this. My friend, whoever you may be, whatever your background may be, whatever your age may be, whatever your circumstances may be, whatever your life may have been, whatever the record of your sin may be, whatever it may be, if any man who hears this gospel, if any man turns to this Savior, if any man comes to him, you will find and you will obtain the full and free pardon of all of your sins because of the nature of that sacrifice. That sacrifice, which is infinite in its value, infinite in its sufficiency, infinite in its extent, and the very greatest and the very vilest of all sinners may come to this Christ. And we may say to you today that you shall in no wise be cast out. Because God so loved the world, a world of Jews and Gentiles, he so loved a fallen humanity that he gave his only begotten Son to be a sacrifice for sin. He gave him to be the propitiation for sin. Oh, in him, God can declare to you, sinner, that he is gracious, that he delights in mercy, that he is ready to forgive. Oh, he declares to you that in the sacrifice of his Son, there is salvation even for a wretch like you. And therefore, no one needs despair. And what must I do to avail myself of this? It never ceases to astound me that I meet people from our own circles who have been under the Word of God their whole life, who still think that before they can come to Christ, they first have to clean up their act. They first have to live better. They first have to stop doing this and stop doing that. And if only they could get their life in order and get things straightened out, then perhaps it would be possible for them to be saved. The congregation, nothing is further from the truth. This gospel is an unconditional gospel. Oh, it is true. Jesus will never save us in our sins. He will save us from our sins. But in order to come to you, you don't have to make yourself acceptable. You don't have to clean up your act. You must come, and you may come just the way you are, with all your guilt and with all your wretchedness. You may go to him at once. You may go to him today. You may go to him this very moment. And you may plead the promises of his word and the promises of the gospel. And dear believer, if you sin, and you will, when you sin, do not wait. Do not believe Satan's lie. Because Satan knows that the moment you repent of your sin, the moment you turn to Christ after you've sinned, that the power of that sin has been broken. He knows that if he can keep you from coming back, seeking the pardon of your sins, he knows that sin has a hardening effect and that it sets the stage for the next sin. And so when a child of God becomes a backslider, you know when someone
becomes a backslider. Their life is searched and you cannot distinguish it anymore from that of an unbeliever. But you know where that began? Our backsliding begins often with the first sin that was not repented of and continuing in sin. The Lord John is saying, the very moment you sin, the very moment you realize you have grieved God's Spirit, at the very moment I want you to think of your advocate at the right hand of the Father, at that very moment, you must seek pardon because of who He is. For He is the propitiation for our sins, and therefore God will immediately receive you. He will immediately pardon you without delay, without money, and without price. And so, let us be encouraged today. Let us be encouraged as we struggle through this life. Let us be encouraged as we grapple each day with our indwelling corruption. Let us be encouraged as we so often experience what Paul experienced when he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Oh, let us rejoice in Jesus Christ the righteous. Let us rejoice in the fact that our Savior not only died on the cross, but He is now at the right hand of the Father. And if there's any